I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 822, Dishes Done Right. Now, years ago, Jane and I did something called Dinners Done Right, where we went to a place and they had the recipes and we filled up little bags and we took them home, put them in our freezer. But that's not what I'm talking about. Not dinners done right, but dishes done right. At our house, when it comes to dishes, it's kind of divide and conquer. Jane's responsible for loading the dishwasher primarily, and I empty it. But there's a twist, because loading the dishwasher is about, you know, all those dinner dishes, but it's not the in-between dishes. You know, when you're done with breakfast, you're supposed to get your dishes in the dishwasher yourself. And if the problem comes if we're not sure if the dishwasher is clean or dirty, or if we're in a hurry, or if there are already dishes in the sink, well, that tends to just add more to the pile. So let's talk today about doing dishes right and our walk with Jesus. Say what? What's that got? Well, hang on a second. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus were living his life of love through us? I admit, I can get a little OCD when it comes to the dishes. I want to rinse them off right away. As soon as I'm done with them, I want to rinse them. If it's a fry pan, I don't just rinse it, I wash it immediately, right then. Or if it's kind of too bad, because sometimes when I cook, I kind of burn stuff, then I soak it with this handy dandy spray stuff we get at Costco that is excellent. The trouble is, if you don't rinse it immediately or soak it in the good stuff, the nasty substance clings to the plate or the pot, and it makes cleaning 10 times harder later on. You say, okay, Pastor Tim, but what in the world does that have to do with doing dishes right? I mean, what does that have to do with our walk with Jesus? Well, just this. The cross paid the price for all our sin. Yet, we are told in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all our sins and all unrighteousness. So, what gives? Are we forgiven or not? Well, yes, we are. And confession is still good for the soul, as they say. When we confess, we're agreeing with God. Yes, God, that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. That's not your value system. I'm sorry. And we're rinsing off the crud. And we're rinsing it off quickly. Because if we don't, we let it harden in our hearts and our lives, making it stick and become ugly and dirty. So that's the rinsing part. Confess often. But then there's the soaking part. Jesus said in John 15, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Abide means to remain, hang out with, be a part of. We become like what we're abiding in. The water takes on the flavor and intensity of the tea leaves it's soaking in. You and I begin to take on the temperament, the value system, the worldview, the flavor of those that we soak our lives in. And that means that our friends, our news source, our reading material, our viewing habits all affect us. So here's the great question. Who or what in your life are you soaking in the most? And how is that affecting the kind of person you're becoming? Let's pray this prayer from Jennifer Heron. Dear Lord, help me to remember that what I focus on will always affect me. May I focus on you more than I look at worthless things in the world. Give me discernment to know what is worthy to look at and what is not. My eyes are like lamps. They can let light into my heart and my soul. May I take in as much of your light and truth as possible while looking away from dark things. The world is a fallen place, and sometimes I cannot stop myself from seeing things that corrupt me. But I can stop at the point of seeing it, before it becomes a lingering issue. Amen. I think what Jennifer was talking about was rinsing and soaking. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 823. And in the meantime, our little dish dance at home works for us until it doesn't. I mean, if we don't rinse regularly, the dishes are caked with crud and it's just not pleasant. So also, When we're out of whack with the Lord, we need to rinse often, confess our sins, acknowledge it for what it is, and turn to God faster. If not, it only gets harder later. And then we need to make sure that we're soaking in the Savior, the values of His kingdom, not the crazy culture we live in. It really does make a difference when you're doing dishes right.